Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Agape Word by Prayer and Deliverance Ministry on December 17, 2021. Pastor Ruth from North Carolina, we welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. We give God all the glory, the praise, and honor just for being God who He is. We bless this night. We bless the Lord for what he's going to do, and even to have the opportunity. I don't know whether we'll get cut off or not, but nevertheless, we'll go to whatever happened or whatever do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we'll do that. Just hold on 1 minute. We thank and we praise God. We bless each and every person tonight. We bless. You know, Lord, blesses the kingdom. We bless the people. We pray for God's mercy and God's grace and God's kingdom to be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We give God all the glory, the praise, and the honor for His mercy, for His kindness. We thank and we praise Him for who He is and what He's going to do. We just lift Him up tonight. You know, and all that He's doing and going to do tonight, we pray and we bless each and every person. We thank Him for His miracles. We thank Him for His wonders. We thank Him for His grace. We thank Him. We thank Him and each and every person. We give Him all the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight for His mercy and His kindness. We just thank Him tonight. We give Him praise. We give Him glory. We give Him honor tonight and all that He's doing. We bless each and every person tonight. We pray for the world. We pray for the president, alderman, authority. We pray that God divine intervention in the lives of the people right now. We pray the blessings of God upon them. Pray God's divine purpose and God's will. We pray that God will give them wisdom, knowledge, you know, and all that they do and all that they say they're going to do. We just thank and we praise God for that tonight. We just pray for people all over. We come against the attacks of the enemy. We take authority over every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places. We thank and praise God just for who He is and what He's going to do. You know, we just thank Him tonight. We just give Him all glory and all praise and all honor for each and every person as they may come on tonight and with prayer. We'll see what the Lord is going to do. And how He's going to do. We just thank Him in all that He does. And we praise Him tonight. We just ask people just to hold on, continue to have faith in God and keep Him in all that He does and what He's going to do. You know, we just honor Him tonight. We honor Him. We praise for His protection upon each and every person. We pray for His mercy, pray for His grace. We just pray for each household tonight that's represented. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the people that's, you know, that's got ministry, that's named in the name of Christ. And we pray for Lord God, presence of God to be a resident in people's life and all our life and praise we go through. You know, and whatever we go through, we lift and we praise the Lord up tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We just thank Him tonight for all He's doing and what He's going to do. We just thank Him. Thank him. And just ask each and every person, it's time that we stay, you know, stay close to the Lord. And we, what we do is, you know, just believe the Lord and trust in Him that He'd take care of us, His people. You know, we just give Him glory, we give Him honor, and, you know, we give Him praise. For who He is and what He's going to do. Even tonight, in spite of, we trust Him with all His might, His glory, and His honor, and His praise tonight. We pray for the healing and deliverance of His people. We pray for signs and wonders to follow Him. You know, we just honor Him tonight. We just thank Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, and praise Him for who He is. You know, we praise Him for each ministry, represent Him praise him for all that he's going to do and how that the Lord, with his mercy and his grace, mercy and his grace, we just give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise tonight. And we just pray for each and every person. We pray for the hospital, the nursing home. We pray for the prison system. We pray for the armed force. We just pray for all that, our God is and who he is. We pray that the satanic kingdom be destroyed and breaking down. We pray for that tonight. We just lift him up. We just pray for all the nurses and the doctors, and we come against this COVID thing. We come against it. We break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. We call it a note. We come against fear over the lives of the people. We come, Lord God, we just thank you for your protection. I believe your word of God when it says about protection, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for you are mercy. You are great. You are loved, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, tonight. We praise you, Lord, tonight, for all that you are, all that you're going to do. We ask you continue, Lord God, to lift us up. Continue, Lord God, that we lift you up and give you praise, glory, and honor for who he is. You know, we just thank and praise, praise him. We glorify him. You are the great I am. You are the great and mighty King of King and Lord of Lord. I just want to pray for people all over the world. We want to pray for the kids. We want to pray, come against the murdering spirit, come against the greed spirit, come against the lustful spirit. Every spirit that is not of God, we tear down in the spirit realm, and we send forth God's love and his mercy and his grace and all that he is and going to do. We will continue to lift him up in the name of Jesus. We just praise him for his mercy, praise him for his glory, praise him for his honor. We just thank him, praise God, for all that he is, all that he's going to do, and all that he's going to be. And we just ask people in the name of Jesus, just continue to know that the Lord is our shepherd. If we make him our shepherd, we accept him as being our shepherd. And if we don't do that, scripture tell us, as I go through it to read it, just encourage people with the word of God. Say, in the name of Jesus, say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in the green pasture. He makes me to lie down in the green pasture. He leadeth me. He guides me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thou with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares to take before me the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cups run. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, and I thank, praise God for that, because if I make him my shepherd, he's letting me know in his word that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He gives me instruction on how to walk with him, and I intend to, like I said, I intend to keep my hand in the hand of the master. I intend to keep my hand in his hand and walk with him, because I know if I walk with him, I got protection. I know if I walk with him, I got provision. I know if I walk with him, I know that he will be with me always, forever. And we just thank him, we praise him for his mercy, for his goodness and his kindness. We just bless the people tonight. We bless him tonight. And we just want to just continue to just lift him up. And like I said before, if we just make him our shepherd, we don't have to worry about anything. We can really have everything that we need, but it's in him, reliance on him, and depending upon him. So I pray the blessing of God upon people tonight, that they will just reach out even more and get closer to him, because when we become closer to him, prayer. Nothing else, nobody else can get in between. We don't have anything to be overly concerned about or worry about, because they have to get through him in order to get to us. So we thank and praise God for that tonight. You know, in spite of what's going on, in spite of what we have to go through, we're going through to go to. So I praise God for that. You know, and I praise God for anything that I have to really, really grab at, hold on to, pray for. I will appreciate it when it comes into my possession. But anything easy to get, you don't appreciate it as much as you do for something that you have to really, really fight to get. That's why the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, and I see it every day with me. I have to use my faith to stay on top. So I thank and praise God for that tonight, you know. So we just give him glory, honor, and praise tonight. I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to talk tonight on some about some hindrance that can hinder us from receiving the things of God, or hinder us from walking in the blessings of God, hinder us from the peace of God, hinder us from the things that God got to go. There are hindrances that can come in our life, and it is a part of living every day, you know, because it's like even breathing. There are hindrances breathing, because it could be the air, it could be the pollution. So that is life. That's reality. And one thing that I try my best to do is look at the life the way it is, not the way I want it to be. So this is why I'm not always overthrown or surprised about what's coming, what goes, because I look at it the way it is. Yes, I desire to see something better, but like I said, a lot of times it's not. So we just thank and praise God, like I said, for all. But we're going to talk about a hindrance. It's anything that obstruct, block, stop, close, impediments that prevent or hinders one's ways or paths or course or blessings or whatever it is. And the reality of it, we have to realize that's life. That's it's there. You can't walk and not see it. And Scripture let us know when he said, I'll lead you into green pastures. That meant there's some things that if he lead, he'll see everything. So there are things there that he can see better than what we can see. And so we need him to lead. And it's really through the Spirit, through his word, that he leave us. But the first scripture I'm going to go to, wait just a minute. Lord, I must have the enemy trying to really mess with my throat, with fleeing men. But nevertheless, to God be all the glory, because it is the anointing that destroy the yoke. And the devil can't stop the anointing, even though the word may not be clear. But the first scripture, I'm going to go to James, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to really start at the fourth verse. And like I said, this particular scripture is about the love of the world. They have a strong attachment to follow the world way of doing, the way, world way of living. You know, it's a hindrance to the things and the blessings of God, because we're really not thinking spiritual or minded. And, you know, like I said, it's a strong attachment of the world ways of doing things. And this is why the Bible tells us to acknowledge him in all our ways. He will direct our steps. So the first verse said, this is what he said. I'm going to read the third verse. He said, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust, of your own passion, your own desire, you know, what you want. This is why I like to evolve. When I ask God for something, I ask him for, you know, for what is his purpose and his will, if he's going to bless this kingdom, if it's going to be something for his kingdom. I learned a long time ago not to ask God about this is what I want, this is how I want it, because if it's for the kingdom of God, use the Lord always. Always, that usually comes quicker than it is when I want. But according to Scripture here, I'm not supposed to ask upon my own lust or passion, the word passion of it own. But this is what he called those particular type of people. He called them a guttrow and a guttress. Know ye not that the friendship of the attachment, what that word friendship means, that attachment of the world is intimate, is hate. That's what it's saying. That's from just like with God. So if I'm going to be attached to the world and everything, Scripture's telling me, first of all, I'm a woman, so that means I am an adulteress. If I was a man, he said, I was a Dutch, because why? I have another attachment, another lover, another someone else who takes the place of God in my heart. You know, and that's why I say he always looked at the heart. Now, we hear a lot of people talk about their adulterous when they're natural, about the husband or wife, and, you know, vice versa. But we never hear people talk about spiritual adultery. And that's what the Bible talks about. You know, because that is one of the really the most important anyway, because no one should stand between us and Christ. No one at all. But we're more concerned about in the natural somebody standing between us and the individual. But the individual can't give us life, can't give us peace, can't give us anything, only can give us what God allows. But anyway, he said, those who are attached to the world, it's intimate. I mean, they got a strong dislike, or they're the enemy with God. And I wouldn't want to be an enemy to God, really. This is why, with me, I talk the way I talk. I do the way I do because, like I say, I stick to the scripture, even for my own self. But the Bible says, let me see, I got this coloring thing down here. Say, whosoever, therefore, would be a friend of the world, like I say, to have that attachment, is the enemy of God. Now, this is what I'm a Bible say. But I'm not a your friends to the world. But if we look up the words and we study what the Word of God says about it, then we'll find out a lot of time we are without realizing that we are, because it's what the Bible says, not what I think. You know, but anybody said, do you think that the scripture is vain or empty? The spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy. The Bible always tells us that our spirit, not the spirit of God, always lust to envy. It said that, it, you know, basically it wants what it wants. You know, and most times the flesh does not want what God wants for us. The flesh is always, that's why we always have the struggle in our life, because the flesh want to have its way, it wants what it wants, and God's spirit be trying to tell us, no, back off from that, leave that alone, and we'll come with some kind of a thing to say, well, you know, he tells us, you know, whatever we want, desire what we want, we find scripture to excuse our flesh, keep from crucifying our flesh. But, you know, but the thing of it with me, I do not want to become an adulteress. If I told the Lord, if I could be faithful when I was in the world and was married and even dating, ain't no way in the world I can't be faithful to God. I would not be have to have been more faithful with a man than I were with God. Because, like I said, anything of anybody, and especially, like I said, the world, that I have that strong attachment that I can't let it go. And I'm not talking about just going out there in the streets. That's what people got it wrong with. They just think it's about going out in the street clubbing and all of that stuff. It's just not right. When I depend on the world, yes, God will use the world, but the world is not my source. If I depend on more of what they say than what the Bible say, then what am I? I am basically going to, in the scripture, man, Psalm 1:1, counsel of the ungodly. Because anytime anyone or anything say anything contrary to the Word of God, we're not supposed to believe it. If they tell me, well, you know, you can't get this or you can't make it or whatever because you don't have this, that, and my Bible already has told me, if I obey him, and do what he says to do, I can have it. So I'm going with the Bible. I'm not going with what they say. I'm not going with what they say that I have to do in order to get what I need to get. I'm not doing that because, like I said, it already told me. If I do that, then I'm already, I can hate God. And the Bible tells me if I operate in the flesh anyway, that I'm into with God because I'm about pleasing my flesh. What makes me happy? What makes me contented? And most of the time, you know, what I see with people, they think the things of this world will make them more contented and happy than what God desires. And I don't know how we can think. Well, yes, I do know how we can think that. But anyway, the Bible says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. He called those people proud. And we know scripture said pride comes before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall, automatically. He's saying eventually they're coming down. They are coming down. So that's another reason. I don't want to be that way because I'm not pleasing God. So he also let us know, if I humble myself, let go, in my heart. He's going to exalt me in due time. But that's where it comes in. I have to use patience to wait on God, because God's not just going to jump and do it. Do it for me, especially when I'm keep bugging him about it, keep worrying him about it, because he know then that it's about those things rather than about him. But he says, submit, therefore, yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. See, he's calling this the devil. And he will flee from you. So if I don't resist some things in my heart and constantly feed my mind, this is why I tell people with me, I constantly try to feed my mind with the things of God, with the things of God. Because if I feed my mind with those lusts and those passions, that's what's going to build my mind all the time. So I'm not resisting the devil. So guess what he's going to do? He's going to bring it up all the time, or he's going to bring other people to bring it up all the time. So those are the hindrances and things that will cause me to miss it. Not only the blessings, my spiritual relationship with God and everything else. That's why the Bible tells us, study to show yourself approved. A workman need not be saying rightly dividing the word of truth. Because a lot of people out there now, they're not rightly dividing the word of truth. Because they got people thinking, you know, God understands, God understands, and it's more about what you want to please your flesh. But anyway, the 8th verse says, draw nigh to God. So that means if I'm desiring those things, I have already separated myself from God. But he said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So if I don't draw nigh to God, and my mind going to stay on them things, then he'll pull himself away from me. This is scripture. He said, cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. So basically, he's not talking about the world people, and this is what we get around, because the scripture is for the ones that call themselves believers. And he's called them sinners, and he called them double-minded. This is what the word of God say. And the word of God said, be afflicted and mourn, and weep, let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So if I humble myself in the sight of the Lord and give up those things, then God is going. He's going to lift me up in due time. That is what he said he's going to do, lift me up. You know, so I thank and praise God for his word. His word is always true. And we need to focus on the Lord, on the things of God. You know, and do what he says, do what he says do, and focus on him and not the things of the world. This is what scripture says. This is not my teaching. This is not my things I say or whatever to do or to get people to do, but I'm telling people what the word say, what the word of God tells us that we need to do as a people of God. And that when we do that and focus on him and do what he say do, then we are able to live the kind of life he wants to live. Live the life that he would have us to live. So you know, taking you back to the word of God and letting you know the things that would hinder us and your blessing, and your walk with the Lord, your relationship. So, you know, we got to focus on the things of God. We got to really focus on the things of God. You know, and want what he wants for us, because he knows what's best. He knows what's best for each and every one of his children. He knows how to bless them. He knows which way to take them. You know, so we just have to live and hang in there and trust him and all he do and what he's going to do. So just be encouraged. This one man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we just thank and praise God tonight for his word. We praise him for his word. We praise him for what he's doing and what his word says. We just honor him tonight. We glorify him tonight. Another scripture, it talks about when Paul was doing his closing words, he was telling them, what's going to do thy diligence, coming shortly to thee. He said, for Demas, one of his workers has forsaken me, he said, having loved this present world and departed from but anyway, based on what he's, people sometimes will walk away from because, the love of the world, the love of the world. So sometimes we have it for people won't be with us. And we have to understand that. We have to really, really truly understand that is the way it is, you know. And another one we're going to talk about unbelief in Matthew the 11th chapter, 21st through 24th verse. Matthew the 11th chapter, 21st through 24th verse. It says, I'm going to read down, Jesus condemned certain cities. And, you know, in talking about unbelief, then began he to upbraid the city forever, and most of his mighty work was done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethesda, for it is the mighty work which was done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thy Capernaum, which are exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. But if the mighty work which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, I would have remained unto this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. So unbelief will hinder us and stop the work of God, and also stop us from the work of God, and stop us from being blessed, and even blessing others. Because we choose, and unbelief is the same thing as disobedience. We have to realize that sometimes, you know, with us, that's what it is. And we have to be so very, very careful in what we do and how we do. You know, we really, truly have to be. because the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's out to do. You know, and the Bible talks about in Matthew the 15th chapter, first verse, ceremonialism, and basically that's an outward form of rites and a system of rules, ceremonies, external outward show. This is what this is about, and a lot of times we see this in the body of Christ today with the churches and things. It was an outward show of it, but anyway, say, Jesus said, but he also said unto them, why do ye transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? But God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die after death. But ye say, whosoever shall say unto his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profit by me. And honor thy father, not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. And this is what I see a lot now in the body of Christ. And people have made the word of God none effect because, you know, it's not working. They got a lot of tradition. You do this, you do that, you do the other, this, that, and the other. And we as a people got to realize a lot of time things that we do, you know, is not of God. It's just not of God. It doesn't glorify him. It does not honor him. You know, so we have to be very, very careful with that. And but I just want to say to we as a people got to learn a lot of things that we can do, can handle our relationship, our walk with the Lord. So, you know, I just want to thank and praise God tonight for what he's doing. I just want to encourage people tonight, but let's just continue to hang in and hold on to God. Unchanging hand. So we just praise him. Praise him for them. I'm going to go ahead and log off tonight and end the episode.